It's 8:30 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Board of Education met last night, joined on the line by former school board chair Kathleen Stowe. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm okay. Yourself?
Good, thank you.
All right. Well, you told me you'd be coming on if you did not get a board chair elected last night, and I guess that was not the case?
That's correct, yes. And actually, I mean, Karen Hirsch is our acting chair because she was the rollover secretary from the prior board, and since the chair and the vice chair from the prior board rolled off, she is sort of the next officer in line. So in the interim, she is the acting chair, but she couldn't make it this morning, so she asked me to do this. But there were two candidates put up last night, and Karen Hirsch was one of them, and Karen Kowalski was the other, and the board deadlocked 4-4, admittedly along party lines. And so now we will take it up at the next meeting.
Are we going to have another kind of thing there where the threat of the Board of Selectmen stepping in is a possibility?
Yes, I think so. We talked about that last night because we did want to just confirm how many more times we can meet before it would go to the Selectmen. And it looks like we have, I believe it was through the 15th. So the next meeting, we can definitely vote again. There's actually a potential that we're even adding another meeting in between related to the budget. But that's correct. So then the Board of Selectmen, if we don't make a decision, will, I suppose, make a decision over the holidays.
Any of the other officers elected last night?
No, because you actually can't elect any other officers until the chair is elected.
I got you. Okay. Did you talk about the budget at all last night?
We did. That was the main topic after the vote. And actually, I think that you know, but we did not have guidelines this year. And in fact, usually we get a draft in September, and we actually did not receive the guidelines until, I guess, Wednesday. And in fact, we've had many, of course, the superintendent and her team pulled together a budget. We've had multiple meetings. Our budget committee actually even met on Wednesday morning, and then the guidelines came out afterwards. So we haven't really had a chance to digest it. As you know, our budget is currently a 6.5% increase over the prior year. They came in with guidelines of 4.3. That's a pretty big difference. But most importantly, I think, actually, is something I raised last night, is I think we need to look at the budget a little bit differently. You know, we return a significant amount of money to the town. And I should say what happens is actually the state provides reimbursements specifically along mostly for special education when you go above a certain amount, and that money in our case in Greenwich goes right back to the town. Most municipalities, it actually goes back to the education department. And what makes it a little interesting is that we've actually done a better job with Dr. H of getting more and more reimbursements from the state, and our budget actually does not reflect that since it doesn't come back in. So if you look at sort of our numbers on a pro forma basis, which I'm looking at now, year over year, and you add in the special education interim, which was just approved by the BET for the current year, but is in front of the RTM. If you add that to the base, which you really should to make it a pro forma apples-to-apples comparison, we're really growing 5.3% year over year. And so I think it's important with our board sort of started. I discussed it last night. I raised it, and I'm going to show everyone the numbers because I think it's, you know, if you want to look at two things. One, special education really should be included in the base because it's a fundamental change with state law and how our town is looking at it, and therefore it needs to be in the 2024 numbers to appreciate what's happening in 2025. So that's one of the things. Having said that, there are a few things we discussed last night as areas for reduction. And just conversations at this point, no decisions made, although I'd say that we are all on board with pulling $769,000 out of the America Rescue Plan and move it forward for some curriculum, mostly textbooks and some other materials that we need to buy. So if we do that, like I said, that's a saving of $769,000. We then still have, to make the guideline, $3.2 million to go. That is significant, and that would be fundamental policy changes. We really don't have many levers left. You know, this is a staff-driven business, and it's all contractual. And so there aren't really many changes. So the only other things we've gone through so far is potentially an adjustment to the preschool ratio. Right now it's 60-40, and we would change that to 50-50 potentially. I'm not sure everyone was in favor of that, but that would mean reducing a section. That's $184,000. There was some discussion around reducing ALP hours in the elementary schools. If we did that, that's an add back of 404,000. But even if you did all those things, you know, you're moving the budget 0.7%. So we need more time, and that was the other thing we discussed last night. Since we just got these budget guidelines, I'm not sure we can make year-end. I think we have to, but we're going to meet again as a budget committee, and then we'll meet again as a board, and we'll see, because we are far apart.
Right. Yeah, because I was going to ask you if it was going to be a case where you're going to cut it down to that or make the statement that we can't go down any farther. It sounds like kind of a hybrid of the two, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we're all trying. I'm not sure. I don't see a way to that figure, personally. I can't speak for the board. But I think that we'll do our best to analyze it. But frankly, again, we need time. I mean, we were working, and like I said, these guidelines came out many months after expected. So, I don't really know how we get there, but I certainly don't think we get there without fundamental policy changes, which I think are, I don't know. I can't imagine being supportive of. So,
mm-hmm. Any feedback from the public in the public hearing section?
No, that's the thing. It's the holidays, right? So everyone's busy. There was only one teacher, which I should note, and it was because in the budget that's already been proposed, there is a reduction in hours for foreign language in the elementary schools. So Dr. Jones, I should say, and her team, Blaze, by the way, just an amazing addition, did a lot, and another gentleman he is working for, Patrick, they did a lot of work to really analyze and find savings. So this budget already reflects a lot of savings, including that, and there are people already upset about the decisions that have been made. But we need to keep pushing forward. I should also say the budget committee, when we met, and Cody even said it last night, there's just not many levers left. They really have analyzed it. They have a great tool, the way they look at it by school. And some of the things that, just to put it out there, I talk about policy changes, it's changing, buses, right? Like you're going to change the miles that you're picking kids up. You're going to change class size guidelines. I mean, those are the sort of things that you need to start looking at in order to actually move these numbers. But that I don't see myself being in favor of those things, but, I can't speak for the board.
All right, Kathleen, when is the next meeting going to be then?
So the budget committee is going to meet sometime next week, to be scheduled. There's a potential that we'd add another meeting in between, but right now the next scheduled board meeting is December 14th.
Okay, and at that point it's more budget and trying to come to agreement on a chair also?
Yes, that would be on the agenda.
All right. Kathleen, always good to talk to you. Thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it.
You too. Thanks so much, Tony.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Kathleen Stowe, former school board.